Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Night away. Ooh, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The smoke. It's, oh, my God. It's like bringing back such horrible memories of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. Paradise, is that the name of the really bad?
It's moving into Chico now.
Dude, it's unreal. I just, oh.
Someone, there's a really sad text that I was just reading to whom and that came through right now. This is from 408. I'm sure you are starting today's show talking about the Northern California fire.
Yep.
I lived in the Bay Area for 25 years before moving away. I was coming home to family in Paradise for Thanksgiving, which is now burned to the ground. My heart is crushed.
I don't even know what to say. It's just so heartbreaking. And I started to really smell the smoke yesterday, and then this morning getting in my car, I mean, the swirling ash, it's just,
yeah,
well, look,
it's a little late in the season.
Yeah.
But you know what, every time you see that sunset too, last night we went food shopping, the whole family. And as we're driving home, the sunset was remarkable, and you just know it's because there's been a fire, and the smoke is everywhere, and it was
that
remarkable.
That weird orangey glow.
Bright. Crazy.
And you'll see it today. I mean, clearly there's so much particulate in the air and so much smoke. God, we're miles from this. It is just, it's awful. And yesterday, when we first started to smell it, it was early afternoon. And my sister-in-law walks out into the yard, and she goes, "Oh, there's a smell. It's kind of, it's like a nice smell that blah blah blah." And I walk out there and I go, "That's smoke. That's what that is." Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Smoke? What do you, you know?" And they weren't here last year. And I'm like, "I'm like, well, there are wildfires burning up, but you know, it wasn't windy at all.
Couch.
Right? That's someone's couch on fire. That's someone's life on fire." Oh, my God. It's just awful. I'm just so sorry. I swear to God, fires are a part of living in California, and there's wildfires every year. It's just been, like, last year was so devastating. And that feeling that I had after that, it just, you know, we've gotten a year away, and so it was less intense. And then yesterday, it just sort of slammed it all back, like, oh, God. Just people's lives in ashes.
Right.
So.
Hopefully they evacuated.
Yes.
I haven't heard.
I haven't either.
They're expecting.
Fatalities.
Yes.
I haven't heard any.
People not having enough warning.
Well, there were people getting out of their cars and fleeing on foot.
Older people.
Yes. Oh, God. Anyway, it's a absolute shame. It's terrible.
So when you smell it today, you'll know Paradise is on fire.
Mm.
Three fires now in the state.
Right. Ventura County now, they just did a huge evacuation.
Yeah, there's a big one down south.
Right.
So anyway.
Well, I can't smell anything.
Because you're cold.
So. Yeah, you know, I got to say.
But my eyes are burning the crap out of me.
The last couple weeks between like Bryn's vacation, the sicknesses that have been raging through this building, the stench in our office that still has not been explained.
It's
or
not
eliminated.
Better, right?
No, I think that they might have washed that carpet too.
No, they did.
They've done the carpet two or three times.
And they removed the thing that you guys thought was keeping the smell there, but that thing's...
No.
Well, it needed to be removed anyway, that whole desk and the cabinets.
They're going to have to replace the carpet and do something to the floor there.
Looking to do.
Yesterday, as we were looking at it, because they finally started to take us seriously. Like, I mean, it's been a couple months, the stench in our office. yesterday when everything was out and I could see the baseboards, there's like white dusty mold on the, that there is something, unless that's something that splashed up product wise, but I don't think so because they just took those drawers out and it's equally around the edges.
Well, I wondered if it was the carpet fresh that they were using on it first that just...
I mean, I suppose,
but
to me,
you would know
I didn't
mold
want to touch
more
it.
Than me.
I don't know. It just it doesn't. I always think of mold as being darker colored.
Yeah,
this is has that mildewy, dusty, whitish look on a black baseboard.
When our boss is back next week, he'll. I think he's asking them to take the carpet
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's got it. It's. I hate to say it. They may have to take. They may have to replace the whole carpet in there.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
But they got to do something, and I'm just wondering what is the source of it? Like, why is it? Like, is there a leak in the wall? Like, what is happening in there? Because it is.
This is what I say. Darn that Rebecca. Because if we could have traded offices with her before this smell had gotten so bad, then it would be her problem.
Yes.
And we'd have been working away
on
a Friday morning.
Right. You could have been sitting in your chair at your office desk. So this morning I walk in and I can't smell it. Of course, I've been bombarded with the smoke smell. And I go, oh, and I look down and the carpet looks clean. I'm like, oh, they cleaned it. The mildewy look is still on the baseboards. And I lean down and whoop, no.
No.
Nope, they didn't.
It's not fixed.
It is so far from not fixed. It's just disgusting.
So I got a couple questions.
All right.
Did you catch up on Survivor?
I did.
Did
I
you
watched
like
Survivor.
It?
I did feel that went in an ugly way. I'm not fully convinced that Angelina wasn't trying to get a jury member on her side. But it did feel like she was trying to be nice as well.
Yeah.
And let someone not be blindsided.
I was actually surprised. I know there's $1 million. I know you go through a lot to finally get to the point where you're on the island. You got to get cast. You got to go through whatever tests they got to do. You got to do the travel. You got to get out of work. There's a lot of hoops. And when you're finally there, I can see why you'd want to stay.
Yep.
And why you might be snaky. But I would have trouble, I think, if someone said, your name got thrown out there, turning right around and pantsing her in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did.
Mm-hmm. Who's the other person? So I see Angelina's picture. Who's the other person that she...
Spoiler alert.
Elizabeth and Angelina were the ones kind of going at it. Mm-hmm. Gabby jumped in there too, but it was basically the two of them. And the thing is that not only was it unattractive on both sides, there was some kind of yuckiness on both sides, but Angelina may have blown her own game up entirely.
May. Her game's toast.
Because everyone is going to be, she's the person who's grooming these members for the jury.
She's toast.
Everything is suspect.
Right. Now, she's toast. She's the next person when someone needs someone to... She's chum. Mm. They're going to throw her name out anytime there's any kind of thing. She's an easy to... And she already was because she's already obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
It was. It was a good one.
Ugly.
I liked the challenge, too. The keep it moving. It was like a pendulum thing, and they had to get it through these slots, and they had to keep it moving, and they couldn't, you know, it could hit the sides, but it had to keep going in the right direction. If it bounced off and bounced back, you lost momentum, and that was it for you. But it was a cool, I hadn't seen one like that before, and they're good at coming up with brand new challenges. Are they using the same challenge field a lot?
I think so.
They probably have
four
or five.
Well, they've stayed in the same spot for a while now.
They have, yeah.
This Fiji location
seems to be... They must have a permanent...
Useful.
Mm-hmm.
Like they finally went, why are we killing ourselves to change locations when there's plenty
to do here? All we
really
need is a jungle.
Right.
Right.
The other question I have is Heaven here?
Heaven?
Oh, Heaven.
Yeah, he's right here. Heaven is right here.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Hey, buddy. How was your trip?
Well... So I grew up going to Mount Hermon from 1980 to 1995. That was where the First Presbyterian Church of San Mateo used to have their family retreats every summer. So I haven't been there in so long. And
Same location?
Same location,
got it.
Same campground.
Oh, I didn't realize that this is a place you'd been to many, many times.
Yeah, for 15 years.
I didn't know that.
My childhood was growing up there.
For how long? Like a week? A week of summer? Or
no, just usually like 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
It was pretty short, But I just, you know, I didn't want to go back and taint those childhood memories with a mediocre experience. And, you know, the church I go to is called Reality, and Reality has...
It's Christian-based, but it's non-denominational.
Yes, non-denominational. And there's 9 of them. You know, they're in London and Honolulu and Santa Barbara, Boston. So they all the churches came together.
In San Francisco.
Uh-huh. That's the crown jewel, San
right.
Francisco.
Of course. Well, you're at that one.
Thank
so.
You so much. So, anyway, all the Reality churches got together, and every church has an amazing preacher, and everyone was just, like, praying for everybody's church and your petitions and lifting each other up. It was just really, I don't know, it was, like, one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life.
Oh.
It was so great.
How was the food?
You know, it's good. It's not phenomenal. I don't think the corn.
How many
on the,
people were
it's
there?
Not 5-star.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
You don't think the corn was organic, or
no? Well, I just I think the corn on the last day just didn't sit well with me.
Oh, bad corn.
There's nothing like bad corn, right?
I've never had bad.
Oh, you've never had bad corn?
No,
have you?
Never heard of it.
No, I've never even heard of bad
Bryn?
Corn.
Know what that's like? Bryn's He's not there.
I mean, a bad corn is an ear where it's all like. Doesn't have all the stuff and kind of tubes down too soon, and you don't have a nice, healthy...
And then you don't have to eat it.
Yeah. You look, take one look at it and go, well, that piece is rejected. Yeah. You ever husk a piece of corn and there's, like, worms in it?
No.
Yeah, I've done that. That's a bad, to me, that's bad corn.
That is bad corn.
Were there worms on your
no,
corn?
No, it wasn't corn on the cob.
Oh,
it was.
See.
It was, like, you
canned
know...
Canned corn.
It must have been canned corn. And there was, like, a lot of spices and stuff. Maybe they were using that to cover it up.
Right.
Outside of the
so
corn.
Did you get sick from the corn?
Yeah, I was like in the bathroom a little bit yesterday. I'm like, what's going on?
And was there corn?
Yeah, there was corn. There was corn in my poo, all right?
Oh, stop it.
You must know.
Well, you know, that happens anyway, whether it's good corn or bad corn. I mean, corn makes its way.
All right. What else did you guys do there?
I don't know. The preacher on the last day said something that's kind of, I haven't stopped thinking about.
Oh,
he said. What did he say?
I know a lot of you don't want to go back into the real world because it's so safe here and it's just so uplifting and everyone feels great. He goes, but we're not meant to have safe lives. We're meant to have meaningful lives. Mm. So go back into the real world and live a meaningful life. Like, oh, that's so great. Does that touch you too?
Sure.
Thanks.
That's what I said. You should have a meaningful life.
Yeah,
I like it. I like that you're inspired.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah,
you were definitely missed.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's funny. As soon as I stepped out of the car, and I smelled the Santa Cruz Mountains, that scent.
Oh,
you know, of nature.
Yes,
and the trees. Like all my childhood memories just came right into my mind from that one spot. It was really...
You've come full circle.
Yeah, it was full circle. I mean, when you haven't been back somewhere in 25 years, you just... You don't think you're going to remember.
You going to move there, buddy?
Santa Cruz Mountains?
We going to be neighbors?
Oh, you guys could commute together.
You
That'd
moving
be
in soon?
Oh, yeah.
Ready to carpool?
You know, the commute wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, you just listen to one sermon or whatever, one half-hour podcast, and you're practically there. It wasn't horrible.
Right.
I think it would feel 10 times longer if I was listening to a sermon.
Yeah.
But I will say this. The cops are everywhere down there. Oh, my God. People
like
are getting...
looking for speeders? Or
speeders, red lights, wrong turns, everything. Do you notice that, Vin?
Yeah, okay. I do. Absolutely.
Solid police presence.
Yeah. Solid. They're
pretty
everywhere.
Pretty careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do have to be careful. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was great. So
good.
I'm glad I was.
And now wait, is today your birthday party? No,
today's my birthday party. My birthday is actually on the 15th of November.
Oh.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to your birthday
party. All right.
It's going to be great. Is Gavin Newsom coming or not?
So he texted me a couple times. We went back
Our
and forth.
Our new governor? Oh, you're texting with the governor?
I can text him right now. I have a feeling he's not going to come.
Tell him Sarah will be bitterly disappointed. I want to congratulate him and offer him my support. In that I'll never
Bring
say mean
checkbook.
Things about him.
He is so
You mean
happy.
You'll stop saying mean things about him?
I'll say mean things about him. I only speak the truth.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. I love that guy. I actually love that guy.
Yeah.
Does he take office in January?
Yeah, I think so, right? Okay. Everyone gets sworn in the new year.
Well, I'm hoping I make it to your party, Human.
Yeah, everyone's really sick.
To go with Shruti and her husband.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. I can see how sick you are. I mean,
and it's been getting worse. I have to say, I thought by now you'd be feeling a little better.
Well, when did you get it?
I think it's been going down for a couple of days.
Yeah, I got mine Sunday.
Are you over yours?
Well, no, but it's been these different. So the throat was Sunday morning. I was just like, oh my
definitely
God.
Definitely different phases going on.
And then I hit like full stuffy nose Tuesday. And then yesterday the cough started. And I'm feeling actually like I might be coming onto the other side of it. Yeah. But, you know, colds linger way longer than you want them to anyway.
I definitely have some rumbling in my stomach this morning.
Like, like you got bad corn?
Like that. I do not feel great today, I have to say.
Oh, no.
I know. And I don't know if it's like paranoia, like any little rumbling. And I'm like, oh, no.
It is.
I hope so. It is. Because John was, so, Human, you don't know this, but on Tuesday, John was out. Like, he was on Tuesday morning when I got up, he was barfing his head off. And
he almost didn't come to work because he was so sick.
Oh, man.
But you weren't here, and I needed to get in here because we had stuff going on. And
kind of stuff.
Just client stuff. Just client stuff. And so it's been so I'm scared.
You don't be. You'll be fine. Pour some alcohol on that as soon as you get out of here, too.
Everyone around me is so sick, though. Our pets' heads are falling off.
This, you know, once in a while an endorsement comes at the right time. I got an endorsement to do these VapoCool severe menthol oral anesthetic. They're so, I'm like, bring
are they
me
great?
The product. Yeah, they're great. They're really good. I've been using them this morning to.
You're going
to
do the endorsement for them?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Powerful rush of Vicks vapors, soothe sore throats, 30% more medicine, 33%.
Oh, goodness.
But I'm like, yes, please. I will definitely do that.
Yes, bring that on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do things a little differently this morning. We have Human back, and the movie review is going to be at 7 o'clock. So
yeah.
Rudy's going to get in early. I'm not sure why we decided to change this, but that's.
Oh, because Human was gone.
Yeah, but why did we change it to 7:15?
Instead of 9:15? Because I wanted to end the weekend with Vinny's voice.
Oh. Okay.
Or end the week with Vinny's voice and what our listeners had to say.
Okay.
Oh, our texts, right.
Mm. The texts.
Well, that's, you know, this is the big movie, right? This weekend?
I think so. There's another one called
The Spider's Web.
Yeah, The Girl in the Spider's Web. There's another one called Overlord. Have you heard of
that? That looks freaking great.
Don't say it like that.
It looks
what is it?
So good.
I never heard
it's
of it.
It's a World War II movie where this group of paratroopers, I think they get dropped in the wrong place. And they, like, something happens to the plane, so they wind up somewhere where they're really not supposed to be. And they stumble upon this village where the Nazis have been doing experiments to raise an army of the living dead!
Zombies!
Nazi zombies!
Oh,
my God, it sounds so good.
The movie business will ever exhaust World War II as a great place for a film.
That's a good, a nice little kickoff. Everyone hated World War II. The Nazis are infamous in their horribleness.
They're the best bad guys of all time.
They are the best bad guys. Just horrible, horrible people. And we do know that they did do medical experiments. So this is, you know.
This could be true.
No, I mean,
this could be one of the secret files.
It is kind of an interesting take on the
whole thing. It doesn't star anyone famous. The most famous person is Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's son.
Yeah, what's his name?
Wyatt Russell.
Yeah. Oh, I love that name, Wyatt.
Oh, you do?
Oh, so much.
Wyatt.
I like Wyatt.
Why?
Sexy.
Oh, Wyatt. Hey, Wyatt.
Hi, Wyatt.
I don't know. It looks pretty gory. It's a J.J. Abrams film. He didn't direct
it. He's good.
But he's overseeing it.
I see. So he had the final say on everything. Yeah, so there's that. There's a few other ones. If I get that deep in my pile, I'll get to
them. Well, this one is interesting because I really do love Lisbeth Salander. One of the ads said something like, "Men, she's coming for you," and I was like, "Jesus!"
Did they do hashtag Me Too in it too, or no?
No, I didn't see that, but it sounded like that. Like it was the timing. I'm sure the people making the movie were like, "Wow, the timing on this Me Too movement couldn't be better."
Mm.
As we're about to launch a film where Lisbeth gets the men.
The book. The Girl in the Spider's Web. I recall the story being very different from
the other ones.
I don't even recall it. I got to go read it again.
It wound up being like it was about her brother and her father. Remember the brother who can't feel any pain and he's
That's this one?
Well, that's what the girl in the spider's
and
web
is. And the father's like awful.
Right.
And she burned him, right? Remember?
But
with the car bomb.
In this one, I want to say that her sister, if she had had a sister, her sister died when they were young. And so in this one, the sister seems to be the nemesis. So it looks like the story is vastly different than it looks like almost a completely made up different story.
Oh, I love the creepiness of the brother and the. So this is the one with the.
Well, listen, doesn't her dad. I don't want. Oh, spoiler alert. Doesn't her dad die in the second one and her brother die in the third one?
No.
The movies.
No. Well.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm talking about only the movies. Forget the books.
Oh my God, I can't forget the books. The books are where it's at. You know, I didn't see the American versions because I. Really...
No, they didn't do the American versions.
Yeah, they
two
only
and three.
The American version was one film, and then they stopped it.
Oh well, then I didn't see that one.
Did you see the Swedish versions?
I did. I saw the Swedish versions.
I thought her dad died in the second one, and the brother died in the third one.
I didn't see those.
Honestly, it's been so long since I read those books. I may be terribly mistaken about what the fourth one was, but I don't remember anything about nuclear codes and the sister and the. I just don't remember any of that. But.
Well, I did do research.
Again, my memory is Swiss cheese.
I can answer it, but I can't answer it until 7 o'clock.
All right, 7 o'clock when Rudy gets here. Our friend Rudy and whom, and we'll be doing the movies review. All right, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday. No matter what else, they can't take that away from you.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.